This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's great to hear your voice. I was talking with Andy, our engineer, just before the broadcast. It, you know, it's always really nice to chat with our engineers, and Andy's a delightful gentleman. And we're just talking about all kinds of things. But just before the broadcast, Dr. Sheely, I called Lou Cassidy, our dear friend and instructor, and I said, I got an idea for what I think is a pretty neat product. And Lou Cassidy, Dr. Sheely, and I can build this thing. And I think it would be something that a lot of people would be interested in. Do you think it's okay if I share it with you in general terms?
Of course.
Okay. So yesterday, I was with one of our instructors, a dentist, Dr. Howard Shane, and he asked me to come on over to his farm and help him. He had some plumbing issues, and he had some issues about some work he had done on a pool. And I've been thinking about this ever since we, you know, finished working on his pool and got his wiring correct and all that for his pool, that what he really needs is an ionizer to add silver and copper into the water of his pool so that they can get away from chlorine. But to do this, I know how to mechanically do it, but it would take a device that would apply the correct amount of current for the amount of water that passes over the cathode and the anode, the copper and silver cathodes and anodes. And it would have to be timed. It would have to be correctly, the voltage and current would have to be reversed every minute or so from positive to negative to positive, you know, back and forth. So you would have equal wear on the cathode and anode and inject the correct quantity of ions into the water based on the size of the pool. And, of course, we'd have to have the electrolyte correct, and we'd have to have a method for measuring the amount of concentration of copper and silver in the water. Now, where you come in is the medical component of that. Does this sound like something that you'd be interested in? I think it would be, who doesn't want to have, you know, take a bath in silver, you know, a light solution of, we'll call it colloidal silver and copper. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, it sounds interesting to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I called Lou and I asked him if he could join us and just discuss it, you know, on the surface, without getting, you know, into all the specific details. And he said that he had to run. He was on his way out, but you know, he thought it was a pretty cool idea. So maybe you and I and Lou can get on the phone, maybe, you know, one evening when we all have time. And talk about it a little more. But the reason is, you know, I've been learning more and more about how dangerous chlorine is. I mean, I know it's an absolute killer, but it causes a circulatory disease.
Well, it's a toss up between chlorine and fluoride. They're both poison.
So during this summer, you know, people are just going to flock to the pools to go, you know, poison themselves.
Yeah.
I mean, right? And this particular pool, and it's not the only pool in the country that's like this, but it's an indoor pool. Now, an indoor pool, you've got the chlorine escaping into the air, into a confined room, even though it's a large room. It's still going into a room with, I would say, not the ventilation that I'd want, because it's a room. Regardless of how many windows it has, they're not enough. It's not like being outside. Even being in a pool outside, I remember when I was younger, you know, in the 60s, getting out of a pool and I'd smell like chlorine, you know, until I took a shower at home. So you bring it with you. And so obviously I've been poisoned many, 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 many times by swimming in a chlorine pool. So the concept I have in mind is pretty simple. It's run a system that would put chlorine, eliminate chlorine, the need for chlorine, or Bacillus or any of these other chemical agents, and replace the pool water with a saline solution. And that's, and when I say replace, I mean actually just add, oh, maybe 600 pounds of salt to your pool, and you can swim in kind of a salt water pool and put the ions of copper and silver in there very, very effectively and affordably. And you can eliminate the need for that, I don't know, $150, $200 worth of chlorine per year, plus, you know, the smell, and the water will be crystal clear where you can see a dime in the bottom of the 8-foot, you know, pool. And I know the technology works. I've seen it work. And I know how we can make it better. So that was my thought. I just wanted to share that with you. You know, the kind of thing that you never discuss on the air, you never discuss it publicly, but I thought we can do that.
Hey.
Okay, so any comments
about poison?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Dr. Shealy, I spent some time with some instructors over the weekend, and one of them said that you were on the same flight to the same conference where you were learning about high-frequency, dangerous electromagnetic radiation. Is that right, or am I confused?
Well, yes, that's a whole bunch of things, actually. It was a 4-day workshop.
Okay, and the reason I'm asking is this friend who's in the medical profession was telling me about, wow, you know, there's all these antennas in the house which are the, you know, the electrical cords to lamps, the wiring, the smart meters, and she was going on and on about how dangerous all of this is, and I mentioned to her that, yeah, Dr. Shealy and I have been talking about that for years. And so she's extremely concerned, as I am. And is there anything that you'd like to share with us that, additionally, or for anyone who hasn't heard this, your concerns about high frequencies, electromagnetic radiation, the wiring in your home, and that kind of thing?
Well, it's a toss-up in my mind. I don't like all that electromagnetic stuff, but I think worse than that is the cell phone.
Yeah, and you know, I actually mentioned that. I said, I talked about that last week, and I said the nightmare scenario, I'm paraphrasing, is someone who lives in an apartment complex. So you have a 16-unit apartment complex that has 16 smart meters right outside. And then all the wiring acts as antennas from behind the smart meters through all these apartment units. And then you have 16 microwave ovens in this building, which would be the 16. And I just picked 16. It could be 8, it could be 40. But so you have 16 microwave ovens all, you know, going on and at breakfast and dinner for sure, sometimes during lunch. And then you have 32 cell phones, because you have probably on average two people with cell phones in each apartment unit. So two times two cell phones times 16 units is 32. And then you have each person probably has Wi-Fi. So you have 16 Wi-Fi units blasting all the time. Then you have the computers talking to the Wi-Fi. So you've got the cell phones, the Wi-Fi, the smart meters, the wiring in the units. Plus outside you've got the transformers powering the entire apartment complex, plus whatever smart devices that they have, plus the televisions, and it goes on and on and on. And so I think that the worst scenario that I can think of for most people in most circumstances is living in an apartment complex.
Oh, I agree. You know, as you and I both would say, I think living in a city, I wouldn't even live in Pleasant Hope, which is only 614 people.
Yeah. Yeah, and so to me, it's kind of clear you got to get out of the city. And so I was talking with our friends yesterday at their farm, and they were talking about smart meters. And I said, okay, we have an instructor, his name is James Bertonis, and he lives in California, Silicon Valley. And years and years and years ago, he went on top of the mountain because he designed a system that would allow cable-less cable TV. So instead of having cable, he actually prototyped a system that would transmit from the top of Silicon Valley, California, where I'm talking about Cupertino, Los Gatos, San Jose, you know, those cities. From on top of a mountain, he could transmit television. And all you'd have is this little dish antenna the size of a dinner plate, and you'd aim it at the mountaintop, and you could receive your television. And there's a desktop channel selector, kind of like a control box for cable TV, kind of like that. And this was back in the 1980s, so it was very, very, very early. And so he had this technology, and he went up on top of the mountain with his survey equipment to measure the levels of microwave activity in Silicon Valley down below. And so what he found out was that there was this anomaly. There was a peak of electromagnetic radiation, microwave radiation, in Silicon Valley around 8 o'clock in the morning, 7 or 8 o'clock, well, actually like 6 to 8 o'clock in the morning. And then it peaked again around 11, 12, 1 o'clock, around noontime. And then it peaked again around 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night. He thought, what the heck is going on? Why is it peaking? And he realized very quickly that it was because of the microwave ovens. People were heating their breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it caused the peak in the microwave radiation across the entire Silicon Valley. I'll tell you a little bit more about that and why this makes sense and how it dovetails with what we're just talking about. Dr. Norm Shealy is with us, normshealy.com.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy with us. So, Dr. Shealy, yesterday I was at this farm, and it's owned by two dentists. And we were talking about smart meters and how concerned they are about the smart meters. And so we looked at the power poles, and we looked at how electricity comes to their farm, and we looked at their electrical wiring. I spent a lot of time, you know, looking at their wiring at this particular farmhouse. And we're talking about the tri-field meter, and I said, yeah, Dr. Shealy is, you know, advocates that because, you know, he has one, I have one, and we see the electromagnetic radiation that's dangerous all around us, and when you have one of these, it really wakes you up to it. And so I mentioned the story about Bert Bertonis and how he was surveying how much electromagnetic radiation was on the floor of Silicon Valley, California. And he noticed that it peaked at breakfast, lunch, and dinner time. And then he went back up a couple years later, and he realized that there was no more peaks. The floor, if you will, the low part of the electromagnetic radiation had risen. So the peak was now the floor, meaning the electromagnetic radiation wasn't just highest at breakfast, lunch, and dinner time. It was all day long. And so that the amount of electromagnetic radiation that was in the environment prevented him from doing this technology. And I think that's a good thing that he didn't do it, because we've learned that it's a dangerous technology now. Well, The discussion further went on with my dentist friends and instructors, and we discussed removing one smart meter from their home, which is on a pole. And I said, okay, so that's one, but you're surrounded by them. They're everywhere. So, yeah, it's a great idea to remove one, but that does not eliminate the entire problem because you're surrounded. And that's when I told them the story about Bert Bertonis and what he found out in Silicon Valley. Do you have any comments or thoughts you'd like to share with us regarding that, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's as if we're gradually being microwaved, isn't it? The whole planet.
Yes. Yes. Yes, we are.
And remember, our so-called whatever those things are up in space, they work within the microwave range as well.
Yes, you're talking about satellites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's second at this point only to the risk of nuclear energy is electromagnetic burn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So what can... Yeah, I agree. So, Dr. Shealy, what can we do? Do you have any thoughts of protecting ourselves from the electromagnetic radiation? I know if you go outside, I guess that's where the tinfoil hat description comes in for us, because we're afraid of electromagnetic radiation. Well, the tinfoil hats are right. I mean, that really is right. As a matter of fact, I was thinking about... You know, when I'm in my car, I have a Luftwaffe helmet from World War II. It's a Nazi helmet, but it has better coverage than any other helmet because it covers my ears. Now, I just have one as a historical artifact, but honest to God, I've been thinking I need to wear that to protect my brain against police radar. I'm darn serious about this. But what can we do, Dr. Shealy, in our homes? Do you have any thoughts?
Well, you could build a Faraday cage around your house.
Okay.
You know, actually, it wouldn't be that expensive if you didn't mind the look of it. Because all you need is copper wire.
Mm-hmm.
You can build a frame with copper wire around the entire house and ground it.
Mm-hmm.
That will not allow any radio waves, et cetera, to go through.
Yeah, and so the Civic Association and the and the aesthetic police would come over
right.
And say, "What are you doing?" And, well, I checked out the covenants and deed restrictions here at the house, and I don't see anything about Faraday cages.
Right.
Well, Dr. Shealy, I'd like to share with you, I don't know if I've ever told you this, but we come back... In the, I built a partial Faraday cage, or cages, in our farmhouse. And you've been here. And I'll tell you exactly what I did. And I'd love to hear your comments about the approach that I took 13 years ago to minimize the electromagnetic radiation from our home wiring. And this is something that anybody can do. We'll be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are responding to criticism that the president didn't bring up the problem of Russian election meddling interference when he spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is keeping Moscow in line.
This administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessor administrations. I could go through the list, but there's not time in the show to talk about all the things we've done. The largest defense buildup, our new... I mean, the list is long.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The president says he still sees tremendous potential for a good, even great relationship with Russia. Investigators say 41 of the 78 people on board a Russian Aeroflot passenger plane were killed after it caught fire while making an emergency landing at a Moscow airport. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are confident about their 2019 business outlook, according to the 2019 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight. A strong majority are planning for increased revenue, expansion, and long-term growth. However, low unemployment is creating obstacles for Hispanic business owners looking to recruit and retain talent. Elizabeth Romero, Small Business Executive at Bank of America.
Hispanic entrepreneurs are embracing a more confident outlook toward growth compared to their non-Hispanic peers. However, the ultra-competitive labor market has made hiring and retaining employees a significant challenge.
Optimism is also paving the way for future generations of Hispanic business owners. 34% of Hispanic entrepreneurs say their business has grown beyond their original vision, and 38% plan to pass their business on to their children. For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
topics? Today I've got your...
Take my... When you go to the TV,
don't... For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Last afternoon, and Sheila's with us. And we're talking about electromagnetic radiation and some of the dangers and ways to mitigate those electromagnetic fields. So Dr. Sheely has a tri-field meter, and it's spelled T-R-I-F-I-E-L-D. and then the word meter. And the model I have, and I believe, Dr. Shuler, you have the same one, is the model 100XE. And it has a rotary knob, which lets you test magnetic ranges and radio and microwave ranges, and has a standard meter dial face, if you will. It's not digital display. It's an analog style handheld battery powered meter. And so I just used it to measure the electromagnetic fields coming out of our house wiring during the commercial break. And here's what I found, and I know this, I've done this many, many times. The wiring in the house, if you do not energize that circuit, there is no measurable electromagnetic radiation or fields. Now, here's what I'm saying. So let's say you have a circuit on your circuit breaker panel, and we'll call it dining room. Okay, and so that whole circuit is nothing but the dining room. And if you go and you try to measure the electromagnetic radiation against where the wires are in the wall, you won't find any. Unless there is a device plugged in to that particular circuit. Now, if there is a device using electricity, let's say it's a lamp, let's say it's a radio, let's say it's a wall charger, on that circuit, that wiring will start becoming an antenna and will start transmitting electromagnetic radiation. But if you're not using it, it doesn't transmit electromagnetic radiation. The problem is, when you use, who doesn't use their house wiring? You've got a refrigerator hooked up, right? You've got lights hooked up. So, I mean, that's why you have the wiring, so you can use it. But the darn thing, that darn system is dangerous. Well, here's what I did to minimize that. So, Dr. Shuler, this was 13 years ago when we were building our house. I went to eBay, and I bought some copper dust. And this is, I bought 5 pounds of, it looks like, or the consistency of white bread flour. It's really fine. It's not gritty. It's really, really fine. And so I bought 5 pounds of that, had it shipped here, and I mixed it with the primer of the paint that we use to paint the walls. Now, I know where the wiring is in our house because I wired our house with our son, and I took pictures, and I used standards. So, for example, I got a stick, I measured 18 inches from, or 24 inches from the floor, or 18 inches from the floor, or 48 inches from the floor, and 12 inches from the floor. So I knew how high the wires would be run horizontally from outlet to outlet to outlet. And the code, the National Electric Code, says that you will have outlets no farther apart than 6 feet. So there's lots of, receptacles or outlets and switches. I mean, just like it meets all the standards, but there's lots of them. Well, I painted the walls with this copper dust mixed with the primer 2 feet on either side of the wiring. So my thought was that I would reflect back into the wall the electromagnetic radiation coming out from the wiring. Now, the reason I didn't paint the whole wall is because distance is your friend, and the electromagnetic radiation drops off over distance. So that's what I did to help minimize the electromagnetic radiation. Do you have any thoughts or comments about that?
Well, it sounds brilliant. How much did it cut it down?
Quite significantly. And now I didn't do this as a scientific experiment. I wish I had. I wish I bought copper dust and aluminum dust and iron dust, and maybe nickel to see what the differences would be. But I didn't. I said, well, copper. Now, when you do that, it oxidizes really quickly. So if you use white primer, it's like green because we'll call it rust. So the copper rusts instantly, when you mix it with the primer. So you can see that it's in there. But you have to keep stirring it because it settles to the bottom. It's way heavier than any other component of the paint. So you have to keep, stirring it. But what I'm saying is I believe this is an inexpensive retrofit that anybody can do, you know, especially if they're going to be painting. Now, are there areas that you would recommend a person start with if you know, what are the most dangerous areas of the person's house? Do you have a feel for that, Dr. Shealy, that they should, you know, try minimizing the electromagnetic radiation?
The kitchen. I would think the kitchen is worse.
Yeah.
Because, so many
That's a very good point. Yeah, who goes into the kitchen without turning the lights on, right? And here's an example. So we have this coffee maker. I'm not saying we, but people have coffee makers. And they've got timers on them. So if you want, you can hit those buttons and you can say, okay, well, I'd like my coffee to start percolating at 6 a.m. So at night before, you can add the water, you can add the coffee grounds, you can close it all up, hit the program button and say, okay, 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, start making the coffee so the coffee's ready for me. But what that does is that energizes that circuit. And now that whole circuit of wires inside the wall, all the way from the breaker panel to that outlet, is now an antenna. It's now transmitting. Or you have one of those little General Electric clocks like we used to have, like a tabletop clock, the size of a coffee cup, if you will. And, you know, it's just sitting there telling you the time. Well, that energizes that circuit as well. So all of these little devices that you have and you're not thinking about, even your television, if your television is off, you know, you hit that remote and you go, off. I don't want to see it. Doesn't mean it's off. That television is still on. How do you know? Well, it has to be on because if you hit that remote, if you hit that remote button, I'm sorry, can you say that again, Dr. Shealy?
Up to 10 feet away, you can read the output from the television up to 10 feet from the front, even when it's turned off.
Now, if we extrapolate this out, back when we used to have cathode ray tube computer monitors, you know, those big monitors, not the flat ones that we have now, but the big cathode ray tubes. They were the same cathode ray tubes that we had in televisions, both black and white and color televisions. Well, I'm going to tell you a real short story about how far those electromagnetic waves travel. Now, when I was in banking, they said, clear off your desk because this weekend, this was on a Friday, okay, boys and girls, clean off your desks, put everything away because on Friday the painters are coming. And they, over the weekend, and they're going to paint the file cabinets. And you don't need to empty them out, we're just going to paint the outside so they all have the same color. They're all going to be like this ivory tan color. So whatever color they were, they're all going to be ivory and tan because we want it to look nice. All right, so turn off your computers and everything will be fine. So we all turned off our computer monitors, unplugged everything. One guy didn't do it. And they were using electrostatic spraying. And what they would do is attach a wire with a clip, or a clamp, to the file cabinet. And then they would spray paint it. What would happen is the spray wouldn't go all over the room. It would just go, they'd have to put a drop cloth under the file cabinet. But when they sprayed it, the paint would travel right from the spray gun right to that metal file cabinet or that metal desk or that metal whatever it was. It would stick. And it wouldn't go flying around the room. One guy left his monitor on across the room. Now, when I say across the room, this is a room where hundreds of people work. So it was probably 100 feet away, at least. This monitor. Well, this monitor was covered with paint. So the electromagnetic radiation from the monitor was strong enough to pull paint 100 feet through the air and cover the screen, the plastic, everything of this monitor. That's what we're talking about. So now, how many of us have devices in our home? We didn't even think about it, right? We got routers, got the microwave ovens. Wow. And some people, Dr. Shalib, I have seen people look in a microwave oven. They're cooking something for a minute, and they stick their face right up against the window to see how it's doing. I can't believe it.
Well, believe it. Unfortunately, when you consider the fact that only 2.7% of people have the basic essential habits for being healthy, it means that 97.3% of people are stupid.
And I'm afraid you're right. And I'm afraid they get to vote.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. I wanted to tell you, do you have any other comments before I go into the next topic?
Well, you know, it's a very important topic, and I don't know the answer. We can't live in a cave very easily.
Right. They've made it very difficult. So, over the weekend, it was Friday, I went to an antique tractor event and antique farm equipment event. Actually, I was the only guy there. Actually, it was me. It was me on my antique tractor going around in circles. And I had this roller. And there actually, believe it or not, there's a medical reason why I'm describing all this. I think there is a metaphor here. Or an analogy. So I have this roller, and in our neck of the woods, rocks seem to just magically appear. After the winter, rocks just pop out of the ground, and these are rocks the size of softballs or larger. And I've got this roller that I roll the fields with, and it just pushes them back down. It's like whack-a-mole. But I'll tell you a little bit more about this, and this does have a medical relationship. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we have these fields on our farm, and thousands and thousands of rocks appear after the winter. And if you go to any farm around here, you'll see rock piles everywhere. Dr. Shuley, do you have a rock pile at your farm too?
That's really interesting, Vince. No, we don't have that happen.
Well, here's what I've been to your farm and I'm thinking, gosh, how do you manicure these fields? How come they're smooth and level and all around, you know, well, we're about 60 miles apart, maybe 70, and everybody here's got rocks everywhere. I mean, with a little dirt. We got mostly rocks and a little bit of dirt. But, all around here, if you come here, you'll see rock piles. People they pile up their rocks and build a great big cylindrical fence, fence wire, woven wire, let's say 5 feet in diameter. And they put that on the corner of their property, and they just fill that with rocks. And then, so now you have a rock cylinder filled with rocks held in by the fence wire, like a fabric wire. And then that's the corner of the fence, because that's not moving. You know, it weighs tons and tons. So you see them everywhere around here. And so what we've done is we have a roller. We've taken there's an old propane tank, which probably weighs 1,000 pounds. And it has an axle through it. And then we have a fill cap, and we can fill it with water, and there's a frame that we can pull it behind the tractor. So now the whole thing weighs thousands of pounds, and we just slowly drive the tractor and pull this roller, which is a propane tank, rolling across the field. And whenever it finds a rock, when the ground is, you know, moist and soft, we can just push the rocks back in. If there's a drought, there's no way we're going to do anything to those rocks. But so I've been going around and around and around, you know, pushing these rocks back into the field so I don't hit them with the mower when we cut hay. But there's a reason why I'm telling you all this, because there's a medical reason. So when I was going around and pushing these rocks in, I was annoyed because the fuel injection pump on our 1974 tractor, which is an antique, 44 years old, is leaking. and our 1984 tractors, fuel injection pumps are leaking. These fuel injection pumps are really expensive. They're about $1,000 if you put it in yourself. Each. And I'm annoyed. Now, why is that? Because the government has mandated that we take sulfur out of the diesel fuel. Well, the sulfur is the lubricant for the fuel injection pumps. So it causes them to wear out really quickly. And I've replaced many of these on vehicles because they've worn out. That's part number one. Part number two is gasoline used to have lead in it. And the lead, of course, is dangerous, but that was the lubrication for the valves of gasoline-powered engines. And when you take the lead out, the valves burn and fail quickly. Sometimes they break off and bang holes through the tops of pistons, causing catastrophic engine failure. So now we're looking at lots and lots of damage caused by what used to be additives in the fuel, the gasoline with the lead and the sulfur in the diesel fuel that let the engines run, you know, efficiently. Now, not great for breathing, but it was certainly better for the engines. Then the EPA said you will take zinc and phosphorus out of engine oil, which is required for the older engines to operate because it provides extreme pressure lubrication for the camshaft and the valve lifters. So we've had, if you're wondering why we have so few old vehicles running around, is because the lack of additives in the oil, the lack of sulfur in the diesel fuel, and the lack of lead in the gasoline has destroyed a lot of these engines. Now, how does that relate to health? Well, people are sick, and so my question is, if that is the analogy, we've taken the additives, the requirements for these machines to run well, if we've taken them out and it's caused catastrophic failures of these machines, these engines, diesel and gasoline, what about the requirements that people need in their fuel that we've taken out? Is there such a thing? Have we reduced the amount of additives like vitamins, minerals, supplements in our food, the nutrition, so that our engines run well? Can we talk about that when we come back, Dr. Shuler?
You bet.
Does that analogy make sense?
Oh, you bet. Excellent.
Okay.
You're on a roll.
We'll be right back. Dr. Norm Shuler is with us. NormShuler.com. We'll be right back.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.